This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet votes to close Al Jazeera's news channel operations in Israel after rising tensions amid Israel's war with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The decision comes following the Israeli government's long-running feud with the Qatari-funded channel. It also comes at a time when ceasefire negotiations between Israel and Hamas are gaining steam. The decision threatens to heighten tensions with Qatar at a time when the Doha government is playing a key role in mediation efforts between the two sides. Al Jazeera has said the closure would affect its operations in East Jerusalem and Israel, but not in the Palestinian territory. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Hamas official said on Sunday the group's delegation for Gaza truce talks in Cairo was leaving for consultations in Qatar after public disagreement with Israel intensified over demands to end their seven-month war. Earlier, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said surrendering to demand to end the war would amount to defeat. The Qatar-based political chief of Hamas countered by accusing Netanyahu of sabotaging the talks. The Hamas negotiators are due back in Cairo on Tuesday, according to Egyptian intelligence services. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said on Sunday Hamas seemed to not be serious about reaching a truce. Gallant spoke during a visit to central Gaza Strip where he met Israeli troops and toured the area. Israel has been warning for months it plans to send troops into Rafah, the southern city bordering Egypt, where more than a million displaced Gaza residents have taken refuge, where Israel believes Hamas fighters are holed up in the city. This is VOA News. More U.S. federal funding is being made available for security after synagogues report receiving threats. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Officials and police in New York say weekend threats to synagogues as well as the Brooklyn Museum are unfounded. Still, Senator Chuck Schumer says the Israel-Hamas war shows a need for extra security.
This is a persistent cascade of intolerance and even violence. And the state of hate has become a boiling point.
He says $400 million in federal funding is available for any house of worship, not just synagogues, to apply.
So you can actually hire personnel. You can hire security guards as well as get any kind of physical protection you need.
Schumer says so far December had the highest rate of threats to synagogues, 800 nationwide. Julie Walker, New York.
Russian forces have taken control of a village in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region, the Russian Defense Ministry said on Sunday. The village, with a pre-war population of 3,000, lies northwest of the one-time Ukrainian stronghold of Avdiivka, which Russia captured in February. China's ambitions in the South China Sea continue to alarm Australia, its Indo-Pacific allies, and the United States. In response, Australia, the U.S., and Japan have agreed to set up military drills with the Philippines. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
In response, Beijing urged the Philippine government not to challenge China's resolve to defend China's sovereignty in the region. China has sweeping claims in the South China Sea, which has rich fishing grounds and is a major international shipping route. Vietnam, Malaysia, Taiwan, and Brunei also have claims overlapping with each other's or China's in the South China Sea. Beijing has insisted that efforts by the United States to boost its security alliances in the Indo-Pacific region are aimed at containing China and threaten stability. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Thousands of demonstrators protested in French cities on Sunday at what they called an offensive against transgender rights after right-wing senators presented legislation on gender transition for minors. Activists, left-wing members of parliament, trade unionists, and young people rallied, chanting and brandishing placards calling for health resources for transitions. More than 800 groups and personalities launched the call for demonstrations. Some nearly 11,000 people demonstrated across France, including 2,500 in Paris, according to the Interior Ministry. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.